Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi, everyone.
Hey!
Welcome back to the Smut Couch.
Hello, everybody.
And welcome to a lot of the first-time listeners, now that we've officially hit 10K on TikTok.
Woo!
And 12,500 on Instagram. So, you know, lots of big numbers right now.
It's kind of so crazy, you guys.
And should we talk about what we just did? Or should we, like, hold off until it's finished?
Oh.
Officially.
I mean, we can say we're going to be on a new, like, little... Well, I don't want to confuse anybody, but if you start hearing ads, sorry. But also not sorry.
Thank you for listening to them.
Right, yeah. Sorry for any inconvenience.
If this started off with an ad, we'll just be like, oops, sorry.
I know, right? Yeah, but...
Surprise!
But thank you, because thank the only you. Reason that now we will be having those is because of you guys. So, Illy!
So much, guys.
Yeah. Illy!
A blast.
Okay, so before we get started, I have to ask, how are you? We're having a week, you guys.
I'm doing good. I'm just excited for this era to be over in my life.
We're both crazy busy right now.
Lots of rehearsals. You've just started rehearsals. I'm just finishing up rehearsals.
Yeah. Do you guys know that we're like, I mean, can you tell? We like perform outside of this or whatever. Can you tell?
Yeah,
be honest.
We radiate theater kids.
Can you tell that? Yeah, we like act and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm finishing up a show with a theater called The Mousetrap. It's by Agatha Christie right now.
Mm-hmm.
Final weekend performing. So by the time this comes out, it'll be over.
But
I'll save
job.
The playbill where I got a Smut Couch ad in it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. That's
so
fun.
I'm excited to be done and have
yeah
evenings free again because it's been so tiring.
I'm so happy that that's happening for you.
Because now you're starting rehearsals.
I know. I do like a Halloween gig, you guys, where like I sing and stuff. I'm working late because I'm a singer. As like a Sanderson sister, Hocus Pocus vibes. And we started rehearsals and I start tomorrow. Tomorrow's my first day. And I've had to drive. I don't mind saying. We live in Orange County, but like we have to come up to LA a lot for all of this stuff, or I do at least.
You do.
I do. And so I've like have been driving back and forth all week. And well, okay, before I go into it, can I tell you guys about the most devastating thing that happened to me yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Guys, thoughts and prayers for me.
Thoughts and prayers for me. Okay, so I so infamously am obsessed with a specific. This is gonna guys, I am 28. I am 28. I'm so obsessed with a specific franchise on Disney Channel that is currently happening. Okay. Listen, I know, but it eats and it is, it's zombies. Okay. I'll just say it. Zombies. So this
why
is important.
Around the bush
I don't know. Cause I feel weird. Okay. But I'll say it. You guys know
you
I'm
can
a
like
freak.
Zombies. You can, like
I
zombies.
Love zombies. And if you guys have anything to say about it, watch it and give it a freaking chance.
I've
okay?
never seen it.
Jail.
I've seen the second one, I think.
The second one is my favorite.
Where she thinks that she's a werewolf. But
yes,
like,
I was with you when we were watching it.
Oh my God, you're
we were
right.
Watching it
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I saw like half of it then.
It's so, you guys, it's so fierce. Because it like reminds me of High School Musical and, you know.
Every now and then, they come out with a banger that's going to last.
Exactly. The song Someday, tell me that doesn't sound like it should be on the radio.
I don't know if I've heard it.
Whatever. So, Milo Manheim, love you so much. I'm going to out myself so hard right now. Last night I went to a musical in LA because our friend who was our like hot wizard in our Gavi video.
Yeah.
He was in it.
The Ren Faire.
Yeah. Illy.
Carrying me.
So I went to go see it and Milo was in it. And I was like, okay, now is my chance. I am going to go like where I'm going to have him introduce me. This is going to be like, you guys, I'm going to be booed up. Okay. Well, because of my job, my like performance job, I had to go to a rehearsal. We had to figure out a time to rehearse. Nightmare. Everyone has, this is a crazy time of year, you know. And me being the responsible one, I had to leave the stage door to go to rehearsal last night at 10 p.m., mind you.
That's a god awful time to start rehearsing. Yeah, I didn't know it was that late. I thought you went to go see a matinee or something.
No, no. I saw the show at 8. Thank God it's a one act. So I got out at like 9:30.
Which show is it?
I thought American Idiot.
That's one act?
Yeah, I did it in college. So I knew that it was going to be one act. So I was like, it's going to be okay.
I could have sworn I saw it and it's two acts.
No, Diva. It's one. I literally have been in it before. And so I knew, I was like, it's going to be fine. And so I was like, okay, there should be enough time. Well, there wasn't enough time. And so I had to leave before I could say hi to my friend and my future husband. So then I'm like at rehearsal, you know, doing my little thing. And I get a text from my friend saying that Mr. Man introduced himself to them. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So anyways, I'm going through a loss right now. I'm going through it so hard. I hope you guys cared.
You drop out of the show just for that?
I'm like, damn it, I'm done.
I'm done.
No, I'll be
taking too much from me.
No, I'm going to be making too much money to be that stupid.
Oh, must be nice.
Yeah.
I'm making big money moves myself. I have a job interview coming up for a big boy job.
Another one?
Yeah, it's the second round. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I didn't
know. Top five. Yeah, I didn't really know either, but I had to mention this podcast during one of the questions.
Did you?
I did, because they were like, well, what do you do? I was like, oh, I also like, you know, my background is like is working with this podcast that like I'm a co-owner in, because we're officially a company.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, and they were like, oh, what's the podcast about? And I was like,
fairies fucking? Did you say that?
No, I did not. No,
you
I said
have to say the name.
Books.
Well, that makes you sound smart.
I know.
When you don't say the name, it sounds smart.
Podcast, mostly fiction, though. Yeah.
Mostly fiction.
Let's move on back down to the expectancies of this job, please. Yeah.
I'm screaming. Anyways, thank you for listening to us rant about our personal lives. But if anyone has an in for Milo Manheim or someone who looks like him, I am so available. Except I'm actually kind of not, because I'm really busy, but I will be available in a month.
Would you drop another show if Milo Manheim asked you to?
No, I am making too much money. I've said this before.
What if like Milo Manheim said, I'm going to take you
if he's going to take care of me, sure. Yeah. No.
You have to be independent.
My dreams come first.
I thought he was your dream.
Yes, but okay, let's get into this.
What if you came first?
Okay. Anyway, love
welcome
you guys. Sorry.
To a very important episode, a staple of what would soon become the Book Talk community 10 years later.
I would say that this is the most important thing that we could ever do.
It's a very important piece of literature. I agree. It is Twilight.
Do.
And that's not even her copy, guys.
It's not. I forgot my copy because, as we've been saying, I'm a shell of a human.
You got to send a picture of what
I'll send
looks
my
like.
Copy, you guys. I've had for, I don't know how
it looks like my copy of ACOTAR.
It looks worse.
Oh.
It's so bad. But you got this for $1.
I didn't get that for $1. That was Rachel's. That's
what Come on, used bookstore. Twilight. So let me just start this off. Twilight.
What is Twilight? Why is it significant?
Twilight is, you guys, I know I'm going to sound crazy, but I also know that you guys will understand.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Twilight is the single most important piece of literature, art, media, film, all of the above that has ever happened to me in my whole entire life. And if that sounds hyperbolic, it's not. What do you think about that?
I think I can understand why someone would think that. Simply because.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
That's not a
guess. Did that sound incredibly patronizing to you guys?
No. What I mean by that is I was present and self-aware at the time that this was at its peak. So I can understand.
Well, and you are a little younger than me, so.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Hey, easy. 3 years, all right?
But that's a lot when we were 13.
Yeah, what year did this come out?
Well, the movie came out in 2009.
2009.
Yes. And so, like.
Is that when you started?
I read it a little bit before. So, probably 2008. So, I was 12.
Okay. I was like.
So, 10. You were like 9.
I was like 9 or 10. Yeah.
So, like, that's a big difference in that time.
It's. Yeah. So, I was in middle school when this was reaching, like.
When it was like.
Its crescendo moment.
And I was high school.
I had to be a hater boy at the time. Be like, Twilight is for girls and it's dumb. I like Beyblade.
Oh, work. Yeah, I was that girl. I know that you guys had them. I was that girl at my little junior high, like with this. Well, this not the same t-shirt. I did buy this at Target last year. But like with the t-shirt, with like all of the merch, like I was that girl. Like no one could say anything about Twilight to me. I'd be like, fuck you. Like I'm so serious.
I just sent you a TikTok of someone's iPod.
Someone's iPod with the skin. Yes.
It's just, this is the skin of a killer.
This is gonna be killer Bella. Like, I'm so serious when I say that this is the reason I'm here today. It's true. This is why I reread. This was like the first thing that I was really into. Because then after this was when I got into like Hunger Games and stuff. Because I didn't read, like, back then, I didn't read Harry Potter. I read Harry Potter way later.
This, I think it would be fair to say, this was the ACOTAR for the late 2000s.
I would probably say that ACOTAR wouldn't exist without this.
No. That's what I mean, is that like each like generation, I think, gets like a wave of like something that inspires new reading.
Yes.
I would agree that Twilight or even Hunger Games, but since Twilight came out a little bit before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, when did Hunger Games come out?
I don't know when the book came out. This book came out in 2005.
This hit its peak before Hunger Games did.
Well, because this also, Twilight, like the movies, like that was the beginning of that whole like YA, like, genre. Like,
these idiots are buying tickets. Let's go make more.
Because as I've said before, teenage girls are what dictates what's popular, you know? And this is a prime example. Like, I was steering this ship, right? 50 Shades of Grey, because of me.
Yeah. Can I actually
talk about it? I know you're
rabbit hole of this right now.
We'll get more into it, but in case you guys don't know the lore of how Twilight was created, please go ahead.
Kind of a sad initial bit to this, but for those of you who know the band My Chemical Romance,
yes,
their lead singer, I think his name is Gerard Way, right?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
He formed the band after a tragic event that happened early 2000s. We all know it.
Mm-hmm.
And this was initially a fan fiction about, I think, was it a self-insert with Stephanie Meyer?
No, Diva.
No, am I wrong about everything right now?
A little bit.
Oh, you tell me then.
She was really inspired by, 9/11 made My Chemical Romance form. She was a big My Chemical Romance fan. She had a dream about like a boy and a girl in a field, and like then wrote it, like kind of, they kind of have to do with each other. Wrote Twilight. Are you fact checking me right now?
I'm just looking into this, yeah.
And then Twilight was made. She wrote Twilight, wrote all of it. And then the fan fiction element was 50 Shades of Grey. So then, Fifty Shades of Grey was Twilight fan fiction, which then became Fifty Shades of Grey. So you weren't wrong.
Yes,
you just had a mix up.
Yes, I just added one extra fan fiction. Sorry, I got fiction on the brain.
Yeah, but yeah, this was a long time ago. This was early 2000s. Mm-hmm. So fan fiction was, I mean, obviously fan fiction, but like, you know,
absolutely.
Yeah. Anyways, Twilight.
So exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I
would love to hear your thoughts.
I've never read Twilight before until now, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I've only seen clips of the movies across the 15 years they've been out,
mm-hmm.
except for New Moon. I'm pretty sure I've seen every single scene from New Moon. I don't think I've ever seen it all the way.
Big team Edward girl here.
I am aware of the quality change in production from the first one to the second one.
Okay, hold on. Let me speak on that.
Oh.
Have you seen the first one?
I've seen clips of the first one.
Okay. Then you better watch out.
Jasper lunging at her when she like gets a paper cut. That's in the first one, right?
No, that's in the second one.
That's in the second one?
Yes. Anything that you will try to say about Twilight, I will have the right answer to, just so you know. So let me talk about the quality difference. Twilight, the first movie. So this is what, we'll get more into the book in a second, but let me set the record straight here. So Twilight, this was like kind of the first of its kind of like those kind of, you know, Hunger Games. It paved the way for all
that.
Yeah,
why?
The first movie was an independent film. Like, it was, they only were going to do the first one, and it wasn't really probably going to become the whole franchise, right?
Yeah.
So it was an indie film. It was made very small budget. It was like Summit. Like, it wasn't a big, huge, like.
I hope they got their paycheck for it.
What?
I hope they got their paycheck for it.
I mean,
their bank.
They all got their bags now. Let's
be
so for real.
I hope they didn't sign a shitty contract.
Yeah. And because they all were like working. Like, I mean, Robert had already done Harry Potter, and like Kristen has been working like crazy. Before, like, she's been working forever. But it was like a very smaller, much smaller production. And only then was it like, because it wasn't, I don't even think, with a huge, what am I trying to say? Like, production company, like a big studio.
Yeah.
It wasn't attached to a really big studio yet. It was very much a little thing, small budget. So, quality, as you say, yes, there was more money in it. But the quality is still there because it's art.
Oh, no. I just meant production quality. That's all.
Okay, period.
Production. That's okay, all. Period. That's all. All of a sudden, the cameras and lighting were wildly different.
Different. Not better. I'm team blue filter all the way. I love the blue filter. Solomon, can we put a blue filter over this so we look like we're in Twilight? Like, I am so it. Sorry if anyone has anything to say.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go in. What were your thoughts?
Yeah. When I started reading it, I was genuine, like, you know, Bella's narrating first person POV. Yeah. I was going, oh, I just know this 8 back in the day. That was my first initial thought. And then I was like, well, obviously it did. It's fucking Twilight. But like the way she was talking, I was like, I just know the girlies were eating this up way back.
This movie birthed a generation of pick me girls. And I say that as one of them. My whole entire everything was like based around this for a while. And I have the confidence and the wherewithal to say that that is true.
When I said I haven't ever seen all the Twilight movies all the way through, that's not necessarily true.
Okay.
I have seen Vampires Suck.
Shut the fuck up about
the parody
this.
Parody movie.
Okay.
And in all fairness.
Okay.
I was able to relate back to that movie for certain scenes.
I can't. Okay.
It's got Anakin Skywalker in that movie. All right. We got to love it.
It's not Hayden, right?
It's not Hayden Christensen. Okay, no, it's Matt Lanter.
I mean, I work, but I'm a Hayden girly.
Come on.
While
reading this, I was like, damn, Kristen Stewart really fucking nailed this character.
Oh.
So perfectly.
That's a thing, too. Oh, go ahead.
Once the only person that I think could have arguably done it better is the parody actress in Vampires Suck, where she just adds extra.
That's the gag, too. People get on Robin Kristen about this. I'm like, if y'all read the book, you would know. They are doing
like
exactly what
they
is asked
did a
of them.
Deep dive.
Yes.
Accuracy.
The playing with the hair. Like, yeah. That is so, like, she's always playing, you know, it's hilarious.
She hits all the criteria for being, you know, a book talk heroine in a sense. She's like, she's 5'4", and she's like, I'm just so tiny and
taller than me,
pale, even though I lived in Arizona.
Okay. Let's talk about that. Do you think Arizona? Do you think tan? I don't.
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know.
Have
I don't.
You been to Arizona?
Not really.
Bro, you cook out there.
Well,
I went
yeah,
to
but you also stay inside.
That's fair, I guess. But it's like.
Like, I'm not sunbathing in Arizona, bitch. I'm staying in a...
You're getting a little bit
60-degree house.
I know, but, like, every time you go out, you're getting hit by that sun.
Hell no.
You can't help but not.
Bella's fucking crazy for being like, I miss it. I'm like, you're sick. You're sick. I would rather be up in Forks, girl. Hello? Not you? You're Greek.
I'm Greek. I like the sun.
Not me.
I can't be in gloomy weather. I'll be like, bye.
Okay, so... I don't think we really need to go through the plot. Like,
that's what I was saying.
But I will say something that is absolutely crazy about this book is that it does open with a Bible verse. Are you ready for
it? I've been through so much that I forgot the Bible.
But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Stephenie Meyer made it clear from the beginning that she is... She's a religious girly, and this is going to have religious principles in it. Stephenie Meyer is Mormon, in case you didn't know.
Okay.
And a lot of this whole thing very much has, like there's, like, the waiting till marriage aspect of it. So much of it is so, like, and, like, her wearing, like, which some of the outfits, Stephenie, I understand it was a different time, but no one, unless it's cunt, sorry, no one should be wearing a floor-length khaki skirt. No one. And she does. But you can, it's wild, the, like, religious, like, you can really see it once you're aware of it. You know what I'm saying?
Went right over my head.
Well, and I only know because, yeah.
Yeah, you're aware.
You guys want to hear about how
you
deep...
You caught some stuff on the fifth read-through. You were like, yeah, hold on.
Girl, fifth is being generous. Probably seventh or ninth or something. I was so down bad for this shit, you guys. I would, and I know some of you were too, don't lie. I was on StephenieMeyer.com every day because back then she would post a little bit at a time, Midnight Sun, which is the Twilight from Edward's point of view, which she did release in 2020 during the pandemic, which of course I read in like a day. But she would update, she would post chapters at a time occasionally. And so I would check
classic
every day.
Writer. That's
right?
What I mean. That's
right?
What I mean.
I would go home from school, StephenieMeyer.com, look for like every single day religiously. She also, sorry, burp. She also would post like playlists of songs that she would be listening to. Cause I was in this, like, as some of the books were being read.
You were in the trenches.
Yeah. Oh, I was in the trenches. I was. But she would, she'd post like the playlist that she would be listening to as she's writing the books. And I would be like, I gotta listen to that too. Hello. I gotta be in that mindset. I gotta be, you know, Edward and Bella. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So yeah, that's, I will keep talking about how in the trenches I was, because I really was.
All right. Very good to know.
Anyway, sorry. Do you have anything to say? I've just been yapping.
Honestly, as far as I know, the first Twilight is the least eventful, for lack of a better word. Like, nothing really happens in it. Even James, like, going in at the end there, I was kind of like, all right, Bella, you're pissing me off the way you're falling for this trap right here. Just, and I know that it picks up in, like, Eclipse and Breaking Dawn.
Eclipse. Oof.
And I think I've had Breaking Dawn spoiled for me, which I think that's my own fault for not watching it all the way through. There's something about the final battle and how it was all a dream or something like that.
They got us good. I was in the theater like, what the fuck is happening?
That was good. You didn't read the book?
That's not in the book. The fake out isn't in the book. So all of the book readers were in that movie theater like, what are they doing right now? It was crazy. Crazy. We saw like everybody getting killed one by one. And everyone's like, what the fuck is going on here on this day? It was, yeah. They just added, because Breaking Dawn, as I'm sure you know, very much a la Deathly Hallows, split up. And there like wasn't really enough to put in the second one.
I love when they do that, when you're just like, oh.
They all did that, because this was the same time, all within the same time period.
Maze Runner got cut from the two parts because it wasn't making any money.
That's but all of these were at the same, came out within like a few years.
Did Divergent get a two-part finale?
Divergent eventually became a TV show, and then I think got canceled.
Weird. Divergent did?
Yeah. It was weird.
No, they got all three movies, I thought.
No.
They got Divergent. What's the second one? I know, Allegiant?
But then they like made it into a TV show. It was bizarre.
Are you thinking of City of... Are you thinking of the Mortal Instruments?
No, I know what I'm talking about.
I know the Mortal Instruments got a TV show.
Yes, that was a reboot. This was with the same people.
And that was Ron and Ginny fan fiction.
Yeah. Crazy. Anyways.
It's so hard keeping track of all these things, guys.
We've lived quite a life.
Yeah, this was taking me back.
Yeah.
In so many ways, the way that she was like, oh yeah, the CD player that she like puts on her CD player and starts to sing. And I'm just like, I'm old. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm so old that I know what that is.
What the fuck?
I've used those and I'm so, my heart gave out a little bit. She's like,
yeah.
I listened through the CD a few times before I got it. I was like, you listened through it a few times. Yeah. Oh my, you didn't just hit shuffle and start doing other stuff. Oh, that's right.
I mean, at this time when I was like going on my one computer that was in the house that was in my parents' room, yeah, like I had to wait.
Up? Yeah.
I had to dial up. I had to make sure no one was on the fucking telephone.
Yeah.
I could be a little off, but I remember like in my parents' room, you know, because we only had one computer. Like,
yeah.
Crazy.
All right. I'll go through like my notes that I had.
I'm so curious to hear what you have to say.
Yeah.
And I will come at you if they're incorrect.
Absolutely. So there's a quote and she's like, what could be so bad about the first day of school? No one was going to bite me. And I'm like, huh, that's funny because vampires. I was just like,
I feel like too, just like unserious. All the things we love, unserious.
Yeah, it's like, oh, hello.
Just vibes.
Day one, she's like getting a love square going on right here.
Yeah.
Like everyone's coming after her. And I'm just like, girl, there's no way.
It's so funny. And that's why I say like kind of the ultimate pick me. And I say that with like, all of the love in my heart. She's like,
dance with you. What is it? Tyler?
Tyler, Mike. They're all. Mike,
and there's one more guy, right?
Yeah. I forget his name. But, well, then
we haven't even gotten to Jacob yet. Yeah, that's my point. These are just the normie guys.
But I'm so obsessed with it because she's like, oh, I'm just like
Jessica.
She's like, I'm just plain looking little brunette girl. And I just am not, I couldn't even come close to looking like,
in there.
I couldn't even come close to looking like Edward and his supermodel family. I'm so uggo vibes. Dude, has all of these men.
I just
over
like
her.
To imagine that if those movies were like redone, which apparently they're working on redoing.
Animated.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. They saw our TikTok.
I say that in that TikTok. In that episode, I said it.
Okay, history can be whatever we want it to be.
Okay.
I lie on the internet legally for free.
Oh my God.
I haven't read any of these books, guys. Oh. That was a lie. Or was it? Who knows? Speaking of gaslighting and lying, Edward, kind of the king at it. Because the plot picks up right when, like,
years.
Yeah, he's you know, I have some tips, just a little bit, but
sure, he so needs them.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. When he saves her from the car and stuff like that, which is an iconic scene. I've seen that scene.
It's so iconic.
And you're just like, no, I was right next to you. And she's like, you literally were not. You were literally all the way over there. No, you're literally crazy. I was right next to you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I like Edward. All right.
Oh, my God. So you did skip over the first time they see each other.
Yeah.
And when they're in the class and he has to cover his mouth. Which the thing about this, because I know the movie backwards and forwards, obviously. I could quote that shit left to right.
Quote that shit.
I really could. And what gagged me was. Hold on, let me
speak. I'll let you.
Thank you. What gagged me was, was the amount of lines that are word for word in the
accuracy.
Book. Yes, word for word, as well as the scenes. Like the scene where, and people shit on Robert Pattinson for the way he was like in the corner. It was exactly as written.
Reference the fucking source material. No, what do you want?
You best believe you our want? Man was like, okay, what is Edward up to? La 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 la. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, yeah. He did the same thing for the Batman that he did for Edward.
He's so sexy in
that. The eyeliner. You know those TikToks where like they set up their laptop and they just start quoting every single line?
I will.
Do that.
Well, I just saw someone do it. One of our friends sent it to me and I was like, fuck, I should have done that.
Do it for a different movie then.
Yeah,
for different. It's not an original idea. Favorite scene. If it's a different scene, okay. I really want to do it for the entire Pirates of the Caribbean movie because I know that movie word for word by heart.
Would you say Pirates of the Caribbean is your Twilight? Just say yes. Come on, do
the first one. Yeah,
work
the first one. You know what? Actually, tangent here. Sorry if we're talking about Pirates of the Caribbean, but that movie.
I love Pirates of the Caribbean.
Everyone is hot in that movie.
I will talk about Pirates of the Caribbean.
Hot. Joffrey Rush is hot in that movie.
Agree.
The production quality change between the first movie and the second movie is always something that I will punch the wall at. Not because, like, of the effects that they started using, but because the first movie, there's always such a beauty in first movies that work.
Twilight being one of them.
Yes. Because there's nothing in the writers' minds when they're doing it apart from what the story is, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really. The actors, if you get a good enough actor, Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow is one of the god tier castings of all time.
Yeah.
Simply because iconic. Like he did stuff that the studios were telling him, no, you can't do that. You can't be acting out there. This movie's for kids. You can't be doing that. And he did it anyways. And so the way the character was written was not with that portrayal in mind. He was definitely a smarter character that just played the fool.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Totally.
And
there's a reason
his characterization and like the reveal that he's a fraud at the end of the movie is like such a great reveal of what this character is and what he really is about.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not really the main character of the story. It's actually like Will and Elizabeth who are the main characters and he's just kind of there.
The hottest couple that ever has been.
So it's a great use of the characters all across the board. And they were actually filming on the open seas.
It's so
open
fierce.
Seas, you know, on boats.
Yeah.
Fun fact, one of the ships actually ended up sinking or something like that. And Keira Knightley was like 17 with her mom and stranded.
That's horrifying.
Something. I don't know. I read that. It might not be true. Don't quote me on that one, guys. Yeah. There's something about that there.
That's crazy.
But for the second, third, and like, we don't talk about the other ones.
Never saw the other ones.
The other ones are even worse and worse because they're just blatant cash grabs, which the other two were as well. But like.
But they ate.
They ate. Yeah, they did. They still put the
music.
Oh my god, don't even get me started on the music, the beauty of the special effects that
it was ahead of its time.
We've lost now because we're not paying animators anything,
right?
Special effects artists, yay! Now I'll tell you this after,
And then let's get back to Twilight.
There's a trailer that's in trouble right now for allegedly using AI because the character has more fingers than they should.
Oh, I know what you're talking about,
yeah,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Sorry. Then they swap on over to that and just, they change the writing for the character with Johnny Depp's little, so he starts doing crazier shit that like.
Right, being sillier.
I'm just like, guys, write it the same way and let Johnny.
It worked because he did what he
the
did.
The work right there for that. That's that. And then, you know, obviously like they started using blue screens and studios and stuff like that because they were like, well, this was a nightmare to be filming on the seas. And, like,
absolutely.
And I was like, all right, I get that part.
Johnny
Depp had to have contacts in for the sun and everything like that.
Right.
Speaking of the sun, back to Twilight.
Good job! job. Okay, back to Twilight.
They can go out in the sun, and they get all sparkly.
Hot, isn't
and that
it?
Was a smooth transition, and nobody noticed that tangent at all.
No, it was great. I love a tangent. I've been tangenting.
Anyway, he's okay. Gagging. He's throwing up. He's going, oh, my God, get her away from me. Vampire Suck does this great where, like, she just had, like, a tuna salad or something like that. So she
oh, God. Stinks. I'm so mad. Okay, so back to the story. So, yes. Did you have any thoughts about any of this? Did you know, like, what was going on?
Yeah, I knew what was going on. Like I said, I've been so familiar with all the characters and the culture for so long, because this was something that just permeated pop culture for a decade.
Absolutely.
You know, at the very least 5 years, you know.
I would say a decade.
No one wants to argue against my
And it's
statement.
Still, people still.
Because you just got that shirt last year.
I just bought the shirt last year. Like, Twilight is still at the forefront, I find, of people's consciousness. Mine, at least. I think about Twilight. I would say I think about Twilight every single day. People, I'm known as the Twilight girl still. People send me, anytime anyone sees anything Twilight, they send it to me.
You've been waiting for us to do this one for a while.
I've been wanting to do this for a long time because I used to have a movie podcast, May She Rest in Peace. And I was really looking forward to doing this eventually because Twilight is one of my favorite movies of all time. It's on my Letterboxd top four, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is like, yeah, huge. So that being said, let's talk about it.
What are we talking about?
Twilight.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. Okay. So, he's really hot. He like wants to change.
He's always serving fate. Like, I like to imagine that the entire family's just mewing all the time. Just going,
they are. No, they are. They are hot. And they're like, everyone's like, why are these really hot people in forks?
I'm Edward.
What?
That's what they do. That's what I like to imagine that he was doing the whole time.
Yeah. I'm Edward. I love it. Okay, so this is a podcast, so you do have to speak.
Sorry, I know, but this will be for a clip. This will be for a clip. I don't know. Unless I decide, like, no, I kind of hated that. I hope I didn't. Okay, good.
Yeah, so tell me, go through your notes. I'm so curious.
Yeah, she made chicken enchiladas for dinner at one point.
She's a cook.
This was, like, the first thing that she, like, really made, though. So I was like, she made what for dinner in high school? Get out of here. That you just made your dad chicken enchiladas.
Well, it's because her mom was kind of a nightmare, and she had to take care of her mom. So she's always, like, taking care of her parents, which I'm like, oof, girl. I'd kind of want to go become a vampire elsewhere, too. You know? Especially being the only child could not be me.
This is the nerd in me. After Edward saves her from the car.
Right.
Incident. She's like, I couldn't tell him that I was stuck between Bruce Wayne or Peter Parker. And I'm like, well, Bruce Wayne doesn't have any superpowers, actually. So it'd have to be Peter Parker.
Right.
You know, if we're really going to get into this, though, I guess Bruce Wayne would be more accurate because he is Bruce Wayne. Now. Yeah. Like, if we're going to get technical here.
Yeah.
But the nerd in me was like, Peter Parker gets out that car. Bruce Wayne would have gotten flattened. Sorry to break it to you, honey.
Yeah.
He's just rich.
And like, just him saving her, like,
good.
This is when we meet Carlisle, too.
And I do Carlos. Like Carlisle.
Oh, you love Carlisle.
I do. Who's the actor in that?
Peter something.
What else is he in?
I have to know his name. Fuck. He's in a lot. And they all look so different, all of the actors who play them, all of those Cullens in the movie.
Yeah.
What's his name? Peter?
Facinelli.
Facinelli. I almost said Capaldi, and I'm like, that's not it. That's Doctor Who, no. So yeah, he's iconic, Mr. Man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
You're getting sidetracked looking at the internet.
I'm trying to see what else he was in. Yeah, I'm like, I've seen him in something else. He's in The Scorpion King, starring Dwayne Johnson. Who's he playing The Scorpion King? Whoever Takhmet is.
Okay.
Oh, is he the guy who kills his dad? Maybe. Okay.
Spoiler alert for The Scorpion King, I guess. Okay, back to your notes.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Yes, my notes. Sorry. This is a quote that I had to save.
Mm-hmm.
When she goes out to hang out with all her girlfriends for their little shopping trip
that
they do, and she's like, I haven't done this yet.
Mm-hmm.
The estrogen rush was invigorating.
Crazy.
Just an interesting sentence.
Bella is so not a girl's girl, it makes me go like this. But also, it did make me... I was so wanted to be her. And so I was like, yeah, I don't like the girly stuff, even though I so do. Hello, look at me.
I only really got invested like once she started talking with Edward about him being a vampire.
Oh yeah,
like I still read quick. It. Yeah, so thankfully I was like, all right, here we go.
Yeah, this book moves.
Mm-hmm. It does. Mm-hmm. I don't like that they're going. They do their little family trips into the woods so they can feed.
Right.
Oh, they're eating animals instead of humans. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so they're kind of vegan. It's like tofu, which I like that. I'm like, okay, all right. No, I see it. And you can maintain your power and your humanity. Mm-hmm. What's left of it. Then he said something that I did not vibe with.
Oh, what was it?
He's like, yeah, I like we hunt grizzly bears, and I'm like, Bessie, grizzly bears are endangered. You can't be killing grizzly bears.
When did they become endangered, I wonder?
I think they were endangered in the 2000s. It's also illegal to hunt them like that. And like, except in self-defense. I'm like, yeah, but you seeked out that grizzly bear.
I
feel like if a grizzly bear squared up with you, then I'd be like, all right, if you were hunting deer and a grizzly bear pulled up, who am I to judge?
If you want
to duke out.
Woman or the bear, or man or the bear, right?
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, like, hey, sir. But he doesn't like, what is he likes? Mountain lions.
Likes mountain lion, which.
We could use you in California, sir. We got some mountain lions here. What?
When do you think they became endangered?
I don't know. Tell me.
So this book came out when?
2005.
2005. When does the story take place? 2005?
Yeah.
Are we pretty sure?
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Oh, shit. 1975.
They were endangered for 30 years.
Edward, we should be a little bit more.
Environmentally conscious.
Yes. Let's not do that.
Yeah. So I think it's Emmett who likes the grizzly bears, though,
because
right?
Because he was almost killed by one.
Yeah. He's
like,
okay.
Take that.
That's kind of hater shit that I respect. I'm okay with that reason just a little bit. He's all like, a grizzly bear almost killed me when I was human. I'm going to fuck up their whole species now.
Maybe it's the reason. How long has Emmett been alive?
Oh my God, you're right. Wait, is Emmett the reason grizzly bears are endangered?
He so very well could be.
He just goes, like, he's not in the book for most of the time.
He's just off.
He's just off hunting. Killing grizzly bears.
Yeah.
He's all like, they're endangered. No. I need them functionally extinct.
He's like, let's get the fuck rid of them.
He's going to the San Diego Zoo. He's going to go find the grizzlies in there.
That's crazy.
Oh, you thought you were safe?
Oh, my God.
The rest of the family's like, dude, just start killing people at this point. Come on. Yeah. It's bad.
We have too many people,
so
not enough
many.
Bears.
Yeah.
But they go off on their little, like, trips. And Bella is so me when she's like, when he doesn't show up and she's like, fuck my life. That's me. You ever have a work crush and they're not there? There is nothing worse, because what do I have to live for?
You called out the other day. I just want to say, like, where did you call it? Did you call late?
I called late last week.
This was like a month ago or something like that, where you're supposed to be there.
Oh, yeah.
And
sorry.
Like, I think you were a few hours late, and I was like, this bitch ain't showing up.
Yeah, sorry.
I swear.
Sorry. But do you know
I'm
what I'm saying?
Get through the day.
Bella is so me. I'm not, if I go there and my work crush, my reason to live isn't there, fucked all this. I'd be depressed too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ugh. Anyways, what else do you have?
I had a question about their feeding habits, and since
I'm
you are
so
the
ready.
Expert,
give it to me.
So animal blood works, yes?
Yeah. I'm scared.
What? It just has to be blood, right?
I know where you're going with this. Yeah. Maybe
what,
I don't.
What do you think? Where do you think I'm going with this?
No, you go.
No, I got it. All right. All right. Save that answer though. Don't you lie to me.
Okay.
Why can't they do blood bags or blood banks?
That's what they do in Vampire Diaries. And that is a good answer.
Yeah, that's like, well, it's the hunger. I'm like, yeah, I get that. But also, like,
especially considering the fact that he does have access to that.
I literally wrote down, he's a doctor with access. Like,
that's what they do in Vampire Diaries.
Surely that's, I don't want to say easier, but like more convenient. Surely.
But I wonder then too, though, Stephanie, if you're listening. So, would it be that the more you have it, the more you need it?
Yeah.
And so then, like, the instinct would be more there for you to then kill a human.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess it's the philosophy behind it, too, that it's like, we don't need, we can do what humans do, which is just eating.
The thrill of the hunt. Yeah.
Thrill of the hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, like, I mean, I so get. Just kidding. I'm not a hunter. Okay. What else you got?
I hardly know her.
Yeah.
Said Edward.
I mean, they do barely know each other.
She mentions that her favorite color is brown.
Yeah, his hair. The color of his hair. That's why. And Phoenix, which I'm like, girl, pick something.
She later explained, like, the shade, and I was like, I was vibing with that. I was like, it's more of like an amber brown, if anything.
Yeah.
It's not, you're going more towards, like, you know, like that rich mahogany color than you are just, like, brown. Like, this, no offense, Solomon, I don't think this is anyone's, like, favorite color.
Right, no.
It's a good neutral color. It's a good color.
Yeah.
But if someone was like, my favorite, I'm like.
Right. My favorite color is green. Bless you. My favorite color is green. I love green. Can't you tell? I got green everywhere.
I like blue.
You got green shoes.
Kinda. Let me get my pant leg. There it is.
I like and green reminds me of Twilight. It's all connected. Everything in my life goes back to Twilight, to be honest.
She hates the color green.
I know. And I'm like, kind of girl a little bit. Be so for real.
It was at this point when they were having their brown conversation that I was like, when is Muse going to show up, man? When is Supermassive Black Hole going to start playing?
That is one of the most iconic film moments of all time.
I agree.
I'm not being.
That's why I was excited to do this. I'm like, I've seen that scene and it goes hard.
It goes so hard. The way baseball
she throws
scene.
That leg up kick. Wasn't that like the lesbian awakening for like a generation?
Period. No, it ate so hard with her little pixie cut. Oh!
Yeah.
Oh! Yeah. But she listened to it a lot when she was writing it. It's all in the vibe. Mm-hmm.
And it matches the vibe perfectly.
Right?
This is just a joke that I wrote. I may not be human, but I am a man. I was like, red flag.
He's like, I do still want it, but I won't because I have more moral compass and this is all about Mormonism.
I have a question about that.
Please.
So they're dead, right?
They're what?
They're dead, right?
Yeah.
Like they don't have to breathe.
No.
So no cells in their body are alive. How does I know that she gets that freaky CGI baby.
I don't know.
Okay.
And I don't know.
This is not my question. This is something I saw years back.
He's getting to how does she get pregnant?
How does she get pregnant? Spoilers, but like also, I don't really know either.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
When the Edward Jacob debate is resolved very quickly in the final book, right? Where it's like Jacob was just into the egg that was in her body or something like that.
Kind of essentially.
Is that what it was that he had?
This whole thing is so fucked up.
And you're just like, what the fuck am I?
No, kind of actually
paying attention to right now. What is this content that I'm taking?
It is that he was drawn to her because of his daughter or her daughter, I mean.
Half of the imprint was inside of her. So that begs the question. Was there just the day that Renesmee was conceived? Because that was her name, right? Renesmee. They just combined Renee.
Relaxitox, refrigerator, restaurant. We use any R word.
Oh, gotcha. Mm-hmm. But like
Rasputin.
There's Radigas. A Renee and an Esme, right? Renee is her mom.
Yeah.
Esme is Edward's mom, kind of, right? I just want to make sure I have all the characters right.
You're right.
Does that mean that the day that Renesmee was conceived? Was that day Jacob was just looking at Edward like, hey, what's going on?
Ew! Well, no.
Well, like, that's what for that one day, that one sperm that it ended up becoming Renesmee. You know what I mean? Like, there had to have been a day that Solomon's shaking his head.
They do eventually have a moment where they're like, they have a moment in the books and in the movies where they kind of are like, you know, I kind of like you a little bit. Like, Edward and Jacob, they have a moment where they're like, if you weren't a vampire and you weren't a werewolf, I think we could be friends. And so maybe that's when that was happening.
Yeah, I guess so. That's because crazy, like someone was like, if that's the way, that's not my theory, by the way. Yeah. That's somebody else out there on the internet that pitched that question.
So,
and I have to agree that if the logical reasoning for Jacob being into Bella was the egg instead of the manipulation she pulls in this first book when he's very impressionable. Just being like, oh my God, hi.
Flirt. Wink. She lays it on thick.
Puts it on.
And I love the fact she's like, I don't know how to flirt. Literally coaxes all this information out of him so easily. Yeah,
he's like,
so funny.
He fell. So he's like, I love the egg in your body.
So down bad. Yeah.
You know what? Actually, okay. Which team were you before this came out? Were you
Edward.
Team Edward all the way?
Yeah. All the way. Yeah. Was there ever a moment? No, let me talk about it. People who are Team Jacob, be literally so for real, actually. Unless
it's the
only, and that's what I'm going to say. The only reason that it is okay to be Team Jacob is if it's a Taylor Lautner thing. That is so valid. That's so valid. If it's that you think he's hotter. However,
Taylor Lautner
morally,
or his wife, Taylor Lautner?
Both. They're both hot. I'll be honest. No, if you read all of these and you think, Team Jacob, he's terrible. He's terrible to her. He's always like, he swoops in when she's in New Moon, when she's like, not okay. And he treats her like shit when he kisses her when she's in a relationship with someone else. And he's like, it should be
the one where like Edward runs away.
He doesn't run away. He leaves because she almost dies.
This is the one where she keeps trying to kill herself. Yeah.
But she's not
okay,
trying to
so
kill
New
herself.
Moon is the one that
I've seen. So she's actually not trying to kill herself. It's an adrenaline rush thing because he like comes back like in her conscience a little bit as she's like.
Yeah, but Jacob's the toxic one. Yeah.
He is. No, Bella's toxic.
Oh, Bella okay. Is yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Bella
I'm
is toxic,
yeah, yeah.
Period. And I'm not saying that. But Edward was
better.
Like, yeah, yes! Edward was like, I know that I am bad for you and I'm going to leave. Does that suck? Yes. Is that kind of a mature decision? He is 100 years old. I hope he's making mature decisions. Yes.
Yeah, maybe he should have been like, hey, I'm 100 years old. I'm not going after the 17.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
This is, okay. I know that our age gap video popped off,
uh-huh.
But this is right in that kind of a gray area for if age gaps are okay or not. Because
he is 17. How long have you been 17? Yeah. A while.
Yeah, especially because she's 17. If you made her just a little bit older and him a little bit older, I feel like everything can fall into place a little bit better if she's like in her 20s, which I guess this is why this is one of the OGs. And
Oh, yeah.
So we can only
get. And there are so many problems with this. Like, let's be so
clear. Yeah. But it's like going back to. Our that video that we posted a while back of just like, when is it okay? It's like, oh yeah, they have to be like way older. A person can realistically be 100 going after a 17-year-old.
That's true.
That's why I was like,
That's true.
Wait a minute here. Something's not adding up.
No, yeah. But I think that this too also shaped a generation of what we're looking for. Like in the way that he's like, he's so emotionally mature. He's like, an old soul because he's just fucking old. He like listens.
He likes classical
music. He's
like
Claire de Lune. He's like, is that Debussy? I'm like, ooh!
Debussy?
I knew you were going to say that. Like all of this, like it's so funny how much this imprinted, LOL, for lack of.
Oh my God.
LOL.
You're imprinting?
No. I will say, Twilight imprinted on me. That's for fucking sure.
You're a victim.
And I'm thriving. No? Not really. But it's okay. But. Like, I feel like that is what, like, a lot of us are like, I want that, you know?
Yeah, no.
Right? Because I don't want, like, a little, I mean, at the time, I was like, I don't want a little fucking teenage bleh.
When this was hitting its peak, I didn't get it. I didn't get, you know, the girlies were fighting Team Jacob versus Team Edward. And I think it was,
Team Jacob, you're right.
And I feel like it was a psyop. I feel like the studios wanted the girlies fighting over. Because I feel like
it was
always very clear cut to go for Edward.
Oh my God, absolutely. It was merch. Like
it was merch.
There was
Team
Jacob merch and the team. Because even if you fucking read this, never is it a question that she's going to go with Jacob. It's never once.
Yeah. And that's always the vibe that I've gotten from every clip that I've seen. But maybe it's because I always knew that she gets married and has a kid with Edward.
Yeah.
So don't trust my two cents on this. But it was posted again. This is just something that I read online because I'm chronically there. I finally put screen limits though on my.
But I press ignore on it.
I don't do that
every time.
I only do that when I need to go just do something on my couch. Mm. But it was explained. It's like, why do you care about a vampire and a werewolf like being like into you? That's just weird.
Why wouldn't I care?
And then it was pitched. All right, picture you. Being accosted, not accosted, but pursued romantically by a jacked muscle mommy werewolf, Alpha, and super, like the pale goth vampire girl, you know.
Yeah.
And picture those two as your options. And then I just saw the comments being like, I get it now.
No, you guys.
No, I
get
it. No, I see the problem right there. Solomon, what are you going with? Are you going with the alpha muscle mommy werewolf or the vampire goth girl?
I go with the alpha muscle mommy.
Man of culture.
You
man
too?
Of,
yeah, you love
I think
the
I would.
Mommy.
I think I would too. I just.
I love the pale.
Like,
on the brink of death.
You like the pale, sickly. You love Draco Malfoy
sickly,
aesthetic. Yeah.
Timothy Chalamet, Victorian.
You thought Edward was hottest when he was dying from the Spanish flu. When he was dying, coughing up blood, you would have been like, smash.
He did look hot, no? He did look hot, no?
He did.
Yeah.
Did.
Okay, what else?
Anyway, I just wanted to get that out there.
Yeah.
So that hopefully I explained that well enough.
No, you did.
I hope I did.
Yeah.
It's done better. Just look it up.
Yeah,
somewhere out there.
Okay, what else you got?
I'm
going based off of his notes because I have, like, honestly an endless
Yeah, you know, this
say,
is just,
and so,
these aren't even notes. These are just
right.
things that I
I'm just curious
out.
To know
yeah.
what you picked out of it from it being your first time.
I wanted to ask about the drinking blood since we're stuck on their bodily functions. This isn't me trying to
Always.
Be nitpicky. This is me just genuinely like, all right, so there's something
no,
going
right,
on.
Right. It's okay. I'm not offended.
They drink a lot of blood.
Yeah.
Do they piss blood?
I don't know. Never once did we go over this.
Is it just a bunch of like bloody diarrhea nonstop?
Ew, stop. Like, I don't know.
I apologize for that. I apologize for that, but it's something I don't know what happens after they eat it.
Yeah. I don't know what happens after they eat it.
It just diffuses, I guess. They sweat it out. They don't sweat, though.
No.
Because they're dead. And have you seen the theory that, like, because their wig lines in the movies, like, are so apparent that it's, like, just the characters wearing wigs, not the actors?
No, that's
because
crazy.
All their hair is, like, dead and they can't grow it back. So that's why their hairstyles, like, are always changing across the movies.
That's hilarious.
It's just them wearing wigs. They don't have hair. They're all bald.
Do
you wear wigs? On that note, I'm rereading Lord of the Rings right now.
You are.
Yeah,
I'm big in my Lord of the Rings bag right now.
Your mention of Lord of the Rings during our When the Moon Hatched episode.
Iconic.
I was like, fuck, I want to read this. So I binged with The Hobbit, and I'm halfway through Fellowship
right now. Love that. I've been thinking about rereading them, too.
This is all while reading our other things, too.
Well, so at least this is easy peasy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I'm doing the Andy Serkis audiobooks. Sorry, I'm getting distracted.
What else? Because we've been talking already for a long time.
I know. Baseball, when they play baseball.
Yes.
I just want to ask.
Okay.
I can't think of a worse sport to play for vampires than baseball, simply because the mechanics of the way the sport work aren't conducive for having superpowers. Like, you can always catch that ball, pretty much, or you can always throw them out or tag them out because you guys are just too fast and too strong.
Yeah.
Like, you know that scene where it's all like, that's got to be a home run. Edward's really fast.
He's
like,
really
fast. That's how every single one would go. You'd have to hit ground balls the entire time. The point of the sport is over then.
Yeah.
It's there. Play tennis instead or something. That one I can at least follow.
Challengers, but vampires.
Mark, write that down. Sorry. Write that down. Don't let any student take that from us.
Challengers, but vampires. Challengers. I'm putting them in my notes.
Challengers, but vampires. Guys, if anyone steals that idea, so help
me. We have lawyers.
We are not afraid.
It's in the notes.
Keep spending our money on them.
Okay.
Esme, I think trauma dumps.
A little bit. They all kind of.
Yeah, I had a stillborn. I'm like, you just met her, girl. Oh, my God. Whoa. She's just here for a baseball game. Relax. Mm-hmm. Then Laurent, Victoria, and James.
Yeah. They smell them. They hear them.
They show up. I love that scene. I was so locked in.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really fierce in the movie, too.
I liked it a lot. Then they recast. Apparently, Bryce Dallas Howard was in these movies.
Yeah, she joins later.
In the set, they recast her, right?
She's in Eclipse.
And New Moon, right?
No, she's not New Moon.
Okay.
She's in Eclipse.
Go Bryce Dallas Howard.
And she eats in it. She really does. She looks so sly.
I don't think she's flopped yet. You know?
No, I love her. The cast in this movie are crazy. Do you know who's in the last one? Rami Malek.
Yeah.
Lee Pace.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Lee Pace is in this?
Yes. Who dated.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone that we know. Lee Pace plays one of Carlisle's friends.
Yes. So hot. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
The cast is so stacked.
And then it's, what's his name? The vampire overlord guy.
Yeah. Oh, shit. What's his name?
Michael Sheen. Yeah.
Jamie Campbell Bauer's in it.
Yes.
Dakota Fanning, hello?
Yeah, okay, so she's immune to powers, right?
Who?
Bella,
yes.
Yeah, and that's found out a little bit later. But, like, apparently Jasper's things were affecting her.
There are some plot holes.
Okay, well, that was found out later.
Yeah.
It can be implied that she was just comforted by his presence.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's don't worry about that. There are some plot holes.
And then there's the whole hunt where they, like, go after her. You kind of find out that there's, which this isn't in the movies, but I would love to know more. There's, like... Oh, okay. I have to tell. So you find out that he's connected to Alice in some way. I want to know more about that. But I read Midnight Sun, as I said, when they're like chasing after Bella and when he's like going to or when she's taken already and they're like racing down to go fight James. Right.
They rock his shit, man. He doesn't stand a fucking chance.
Hold on. Before they even get there, when they're on their way, they steal a car. They steal, because this is all from Edward's point of view.
Midnight Sun.
Steal a car. They cause like a 20 car pileup on the freeway. I'm not even kidding. It was the most crazy thing I've ever read. Giving fucking Fast and Furious. I'm like, what? If anyone has read that, please validate me. It was crazy. Crazy. In Phoenix, a huge pileup. I'm like, did anyone die? Because yikes.
Yeah, people died. And the 20 car pileup, someone died.
Yes.
James is not the only casualty that night.
No.
But they rock his shit. They jump him.
Yeah, but he bites her and he has to I'm gonna suck the venom so hot.
I was like Bella too, or I'd be a little bit pissed that she didn't just
let me turn. Yeah.
But also I'd be like, can I at least like hit like, you know, mid-20s before like you turn me?
Right. So give me a little bit of time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to have to like be 17.
God, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, let me hit like 23. But that becomes a big thing later because her entire thing eventually is like, I don't want to be older than you. Yeah. And he's like, girl, why? Because she has like a nightmare eventually that she's like a grandma with him. And she's like, I don't want that to happen. Which like valid, girl. I get it. Aging is scary.
Sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. That's why like I get the vampire hype.
Yeah.
That's why people do it.
Isn't it also a gag how quickly they're like, I love you? They're like,
I've read so many of these books at this point that I'm just like, yeah, of course you.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Yeah.
And just the whole thing. I just think it's so iconic.
The last thing that I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Was after she like gets her head, she gets fucked up, and then like James starts smacking her around,
yeah, crazy,
flip flopping her,
mm-hmm.
and then like, you know, she's suffered a lot of head wounds, mm-hmm. and then like after Carlisle gets to her, stitches her head up, I'm assuming,
yeah,
and then stuff like that, they're like, yeah, Edward's like, just sleep, and I'm like, no, don't sleep, you suffered a massive head trauma, stay conscious,
yeah,
do not let her fall asleep, keep her ass awake.
True.
That was me driving going, no, because I was listening to the audiobook going, no, stay awake. Girl, if you pass out now, I don't know what that means, but like, I just know you're supposed to stay awake.
It's going to be bad, yeah.
I like to picture that her eye was just like unfocusing off to the side, and Edward was like, yeah, you're beautiful. Oh my God.
And then they're like, love you. And then this is when she like, because every so often he'll be like, you know, I don't know if this is for the best. And she's like, don't leave me ever.
She's like, I'm literally going to kill myself.
Yeah.
He's like, next book, I'm going to leave you.
I'm going to leave you.
I'm going to jump off the cliffs.
But he never says that he won't leave her.
Yeah.
He's always like, well. Yeah. But crazy, no?
All right. Can I run through the plots of the next movies?
Sure, but we only have a few more minutes.
All right. I just want to see if I'm right, just so that everyone can understand how much I actually know.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, first one, I know that plot.
Yes.
Now that I've read it, I know. New Moon. Now that I know that that's the Jasper attack scene, I thought they just added that for the first one.
No.
I'm assuming Jasper attacked and Edward like clicked in and realized this is what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
I need to leave. Exactly. And so he leaves. Is the second one where the season changes happen?
Yeah.
Okay, I've seen that on loop.
Iconic. Where it's literally pages in the book where it says October, November, December. It's iconic.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she finds out about the wolves. I think Laurent dies in that one afterwards, right?
Yeah.
And he gets bodied by the wolves.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Then Edward eventually comes back, I guess.
Yeah, right? She goes to Italy because he's about to...
Yes. What was going on with all that? We don't have time to discuss right now.
But there's there's like a vampire like government, essentially.
What are they called? The Vinovici?
The Volturi.
The Volturi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then it goes on. I think we should do more. I would love to do another Twilight episode.
Okay.
We also are going to do like, we want to watch all of them too.
Do a movie marathon?
Yeah.
We'll record that.
Yeah.
Post some clips.
I could talk for hours and hours and hours about Twilight.
Okay. Yeah. Eclipse. I don't know what happens in that one really. I think that's the one I've seen the least of.
It's my favorite. Eclipse is my favorite. That's when it really is apparent that she really wants to. She's like, let's do this now. And he's like, no. We have to wait until we're married. And then they get married. And then
Sarah J. Maas couldn't.
Thus, the love of Smut was born, although it is closed door. It's very.
Yeah. I mean, it's why.
Yeah. Right. But that's, I mean, I would, that is why I'm here today.
Very good to know.
Yeah.
You were conceived to Twilight. I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, my brain was. Okay. Anyway,
key takeaways. Don't hunt grizzly bears. They're endangered.
Yeah.
People are not though.
Yep.
Good times.
Yep. Okay, so next week, let's tell them what we're doing next week.
What are we doing next week?
One Dark Window.
One Dark Window by who?
Rachel Gillig, I think.
We need to be better.
No, I'm right. It's Rachel Gillig. I'm right. He's looking it up, and I'm right.
Rachel Gillig. Yeah,
I told you. Hello?
Hey, you said you weren't sure. All right. Next week. Not next week. Just next episode.
Yes.
For Halloween, One Dark Window.
And if you think we should dress up, tell us what we should dress up as.
Oh, yeah. Give us costume ideas.
Yeah. Okay.
Otherwise, I'm going to do
a
cheap resound one. Bye-bye.
Love you so much.
Where are we looking?
Bye-bye.
There, over up there. There
bye
we are. Bye. Hey, bye-bye.
Hold up.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.